vision, did they break your heart? I know you've been down, 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 down.
You know, welcome to Conversation With.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're a singer, but actually you're a songwriter. Mm-hmm. What part of it is more important to you? The words or being able to, you know, sing it?
It's a little bit of both, I think. Writing the music is a lot of fun, obviously, you know, because it's something very personal that you get to keep it to yourself, you know, and then you have the choice to maybe like, okay, do I share this to everyone or do I keep it to myself? So I see that as something that's very special. Performing is another thing because the music, okay, well, you have the music out and now you have to kind of bring it to life for the audience, and most of the time people are listening to your songs live for the very first time and you don't know what to expect. They're like, oh, can Yuna actually sing, or you know what I mean? So that's like a challenge for me, like, okay, well, let's give them you know, something to remember. And so yeah, a little bit of both. Like, I love both. I love doing both.
Do you see yourself actually writing songs for other people?
I do, and I have actually written songs for other people. Yeah, I mean, hopefully in the future I get to do more of that. It's a lot of fun, and I've tried writing songs for, you know, like I would get into sessions and, you know, they wouldn't tell me, like, okay, like, the song is for, you know, whoever. And I've done that before. Yeah, I would love to write for Beyonce or, you know, Gwen Stefani.
Okay, Beyonce, yeah. Gwen Stefani.
I know.
If you're watching the show, this woman can write songs for you.
So yeah, it's fun, you know, like I've gotten so, to me, like, I've grown as a songwriter and I've gotten so good at it, you know, and I now it's just like, okay, like, what else can I do? Like, you know, who can I write for now? So,
but isn't that strange, Asa? Because sometimes people say that when you write a song, it's for your voice.
I feel like I could try, you know, like, this is how I see it. Like, when I was younger, you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't find my style of singing, you know, like, I didn't know, like, what was my actual voice, like, how does my actual voice sound like. I would, whenever I sing, I would always try to imitate all the singers that I like, like Christina,
like doing
Aguilera,
covers,
yeah, like when I'm doing covers, like, I would try to copy Gwen Stefani's voice, or I like to copy Christina Aguilera or Mariah Carey. And I feel like now, if I write, and I could really just, you know, think of their voice and what would sound good on, you know, like, with their vocals. And that pretty much happened in Crush, the song that I had with Usher. If it didn't kind of just, like, if the words that I wrote did not match his vocals, you know, I probably wouldn't go with him. But because it matched so perfectly, like, in my head, like, I could imagine him singing the lyrics, you know, so that was also one of the reasons why I went for him, like, yeah.
Well, did Usher come along with you and say, you know, did he say, well, could we just change that a little bit here?
No, the thing is, like, I gave that freedom to him because, you know, I was so happy when he decided to get on the song, you know, like, he wanted, oh yeah, you know, he wanted to be a part of the song. And I gave him that freedom, like, you know, if you, Usher, if you feel like you want to change anything, you know, like, it's up to you. But no, he kept the lyrics the way it is, so yeah.
Looking for
or so.
Well, you have a life now in California, no longer here in Southeast Asia. Well, you go back and forth, I know.
I go back and forth. Yeah.
What's it like? What are the audiences like? In the sense that, do you feel there's a difference in tone between when you come and, let's say, for example, here, where you're singing here in Indonesia, and you've been in Singapore and, you know, Malaysia recently. Do the audience react to you in a different way from, let's say, an American audience or a European audience?
They're all pretty much the same. I feel like I attract the kind of like the same kind of people that come listen to my music, like the shy ones or like the timid ones, you know. It's fun. It's fun to kind of just like learn about your fans, you know, from different parts of the world, like the U.S., the fans from Europe or Asia. And this is my first Asian tour, so I'm learning a bit more about them. You know, being here in Indonesia, I'm learning so much about my Indonesian fans, so yeah.
Do you think it's going to be tougher working in California now that we're moving into a President Trump?
I don't see it as something difficult, you know, like I see it as something like, oh yeah, you know, like things are always changing, you know, you can't depend on, I feel like working in the music industry, you constantly have to like, you have to be aware of what's happening around the world. And because these things are affecting your fans, you know, like a lot of my fans in the U.S., you know, they come from different walks, different backgrounds, different walks of life. And we have like American Muslims or, you know, African American or Asian American. And, you know, like you kind of just like have to understand what they're going through.
Do you ever think that, you know, you're used to a multiracial society all the time. You've lived in Malaysia, so you've brought up there, and you're used to seeing different faces, having people with very different backgrounds. You don't take it for granted. Yeah. Well, do you feel that the Americans can be a little bit insulated in that way, that they're actually not as diverse, even though President Barack Obama has been president?
Well, you know, it's tough to tell because, like, I, you know, I'm in Los Angeles, and there's a lot of, you know, like a diversity in Los Angeles, or when you go to New York, you know, like people are more open to new cultures, and, you know, there's so many people, like, you know, different from different backgrounds.
So you may like be in a bubble as well.
Yeah, you know, when I go out, like when I'm performing, when I go on tour, I go to all these places like Alabama or like North Carolina, you know.
And what's North Carolina like?
It's nice, you know, like I like it there, like I like it. It was my first time going to the South, so a lot of fans, so, you know, like I enjoy it performing there and playing my music and seeing, you know, who would come to my shows, and it's fun. So
no sense of being uncomfortable.
No,
because you wear a scarf, because you're still a good Muslim girl.
No, that's the thing, you know, like I don't see it as a barrier. I think it changes a lot, like if you're in a situation, if you want to think of it as something difficult, or you want to have all these negative thoughts about something, it will be something very difficult for you, and you will feel extremely uncomfortable. And I try to like not think about that when I do my work, you know, like I'm always like, okay, well, let's do this, you know, we're going to see the fans, oh, do you have meet and greet later?
You've had no negative
albums. No, you know, like I just think of, you know, how I can do my job better. So
nobody's ever called you a name?
No, never.
Like, apart from beautiful.
No, you know, like alhamdulillah, everything has been like been going really well for me, and
incredibly so, actually, because you've been in you know, the Billboard, NASDAQ's Billboard in Times Square.
Yeah,
now
that was really cool.
Do you think you've arrived to some degree?
A little bit, yeah. After this album, after Chapters came out, there was a sense of relief, you know, like I worked really hard for this album, and for a while, like it felt a little bit of, you know, I felt a little bit stagnant in the American music industry. Like I tried a lot of different things, working a lot of different producers, and it gets a little bit tiring, you know, like after a while. Although I had a lot of fun trying different things, like writing for like theme songs for movies. Yeah, after Chapters came out, like it definitely gave me like confidence to kind of just like, okay, well, you know, like this is doing really well. My songs were on the, now, even right now, like, are on the Billboard charts for the first time. I've never had any songs on the Billboard chart, you know, so it's exciting.
Do you think, though, that you ever were afraid that you might fail and that it wouldn't go well and that you'd have to say, go home to mum and dad back in Malaysia and not have made it? So what would you say to some young person who's, you know, thinking, like you, yeah, I want to try. I don't want to do law anymore. I'm going to become a singer. know, which is what you did, a big step.
Yeah, I mean, you are going to fail, like, at some point in your life, you know, but, you know, don't be afraid of it and don't let it define you. I failed so many times. You know, I've been doing this for so long. Ever since I was, like, a teenager, I went for auditions and tried singing competitions and stuff like that, trying to, like, literally, like, walking up to a recording label and handing them my demos, you know, like, this is mine, and, you know, like, telling them, like, you have to listen to it, and I'm pretty sure they just tossed it, you know, right after I leave the building or whatever. And I've gone through that, and you are going to go through that at some point, but don't quit, you know, don't stop, because you learn so much from just failing, and always strive to be better, you know. Every time people tell you that you can't do it, you know, you just have to prove them wrong, like, over and over and over again.
All my life, my dreams just seem so far away, and now it's like they're here to stay. Things were bad, she was in despair. But things were bad, and you were never there. But things were bad, she came up for air. She said a little prayer, she found herself.
You said many times that, you know, you wear the scarf because you want to. You have a choice. Mm-hmm. But that's completely apparent in your case. You're choosing to do this, be the same, you know, to choose so many other important things in one's life, but you've chosen to do this because you have the strength and you're in the position to do so. What about girls who are not so sure, mm-hmm, who are at a point where they're uncertain? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Wow. It's definitely like, you know, you think that you're in 2016 right now, and there are still people, like, kind of like dictating how women should wear, you know, like, oh, women should wear bikinis at the beach, or women should, you know, like, I get a lot of this, like, from fans from back home, or, you know, they're not fans. I don't know what they are. But, you know, they're, like, telling me, oh, you shouldn't wear the turban. You should wear the scarf, like, a full scarf. But I'm over that. You know, I'm like, turning. I mean, I just turned 30 this year. So I'm just, like, it's kind of weird that how I let that bother me for a very long time throughout my 20s, you know. Like, I've had, like, a lot of people telling me, like, what to wear, what not to wear. And I imagine, oh my God, like, this is actually, like, what girls are going through, like, today, you know, like, oh, if you want to be an artist, you have to wear sexy clothes, you have to wear short skirts, blah, 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 you know, and if you want to be a singer, that's what you have to do, you have to reveal a little bit of skin, and I didn't go through that, I didn't have to go through that, and, you know, like, I'm glad I didn't have to go through that, because that, I don't know how girls who, you know, like, okay, well, I want to do music, and they had to go through, like, people telling them what to do. So I wanted, you know, like, I feel like hopefully what I'm doing now, you know, is just changing the way how people see the industry. It's not just about sex appeal. It's not just about trying to look attractive. You know, you see really strong, talented women like Adele just being on stage, you know, wearing a beautiful black dress and just performing for her fans, and she would sell out stadiums, you know, like, in minutes. So yeah, I guess with me, like, my decision to cover up, you know, like, it's just something that I just really, really, really wanted to do when I turned 20, And then I discovered that, you know, like, oh, I'm actually pretty good at this music thing at, also at 20. And I'm like, do I sacrifice one for the other? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to do both. So,
but you obviously have the confidence to do that. I'm talking about those who don't have that.
Oh,
not as sure as you. Somehow you've managed to make this incredible merger of all the things that you wanted to do, and without this sense of dissonance.
I think don't let anybody tell you to you know, that you're not enough. I think, like, for girls, you know, like, especially with Asian girls, you know, we're so timid and we're so shy and we're so, like, obliging. You can be that, but also think of, you know, like, don't let anybody control you, because once you let people control you and, like, influence the way you make decisions, you know, you won't be able to kind of just stay true to yourself. And I think that's the most important thing. Like, if you want to live your life to the fullest, you have to make a decision and have faith in that decision that you're making. And
even if it means disagreeing with your parents.
Well, you know, like, I think in the very beginning, like, I've had, like, discussions with my parents, you know, and thank goodness that they're so supportive, you know. I think with parents, like, you just have to make them understand. And obviously, like, you can't, I don't believe in, like, going against what your parents are saying, you know. And it's just a discussion to have. Like, you have to have, like, a positive, like, discussion with your parents or your family members. And like, getting into music, it's not an easy industry, you know. It's not, like, I agree, like, a lot of people are just like, oh, how do I become like you, how do I get into the music industry? It's not just fun and games. It's a lot of work. You have no privacy at all, you know. Like, when you're out there, you're out there, and there's a lot of things that I had to sacrifice, you know, like, things that I love that I had to sacrifice, like, privacy, time with your loved ones. It's tough, you know, like, you work all day, every day, you don't have any time off, you know. And music is a part of you, like, every single day you have to think about it. And
so it's a 24-hour job.
That's the only way to do it, you know. And if you don't see yourself in this industry in the next 10 years, to me, it's like, maybe don't get into it, you know, like,
so hard work and determination.
Real determination.
Long term.
You have to really think about it. You know, you want to do this for a long time, and then you really think that you can do it, go for it. And, you know, don't give up. Yeah.
Bob Dylan has got the Nobel Prize for Literature, and he's a songwriter, singer as well. Did that make you think that perhaps, you know, that you would want to one day be, you know, at that point of being able to having written songs that really, you know, inspired movements, you know, like the civil rights movement or something like that. In other words, would you want to move in that direction? A lot of your songs now are already about relationships, mm-hmm. about love, mm-hmm. but you've also done what, well, some people call female empowerment songs, Rescue, you know. Are you going to be doing more of that?
Hopefully, you know, like, being an artist, being a songwriter, you know, like, for me, like, it's always changing. Like, as you grow older, you see, obviously, you know, like, you see life in a very different way once you're, like, older. You know, the way I see love and life now is so different from when I saw it when I was 20, 21, you know. And so, yeah, maybe in the future, like, I'm not saying no to anything, you know. I'm at a point in my life where, okay, let's work with whoever that I feel, like, good about, like, okay, let's, if I were to, like, oh, you know, let's work with, like, a DJ producer, let's do it, you know, if work with a, I don't know, a reggae producer, let's do it, or, you know, like, a civil rights, like, movement, let's do it. I mean, we'll see, I don't know.
Things that capture your heart.
Yeah, exactly, you know, whatever that you're passionate about, that's the most important thing about writing music, is it has to be something that you really believe in, you're ready to talk about it. So I don't know, when I'm ready, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, well, we look forward to it. Thank you very much, Una.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.